Re Re Ra Dha Ma Dha Ba Punya Vihari
Jai 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 Jai
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishaya Bhutale
Srimate Kavire Ramdas Swami Nidhyamine
Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagadana Gunatam Tam Svadivam Sadvetam Savatutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Jaitam Nadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shagandhidam Shah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jayade Govesha Govipadamata Radhanda Mosute way to understand Srimati Radharani is through the eyes of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who explains in one of his songs, just like we cannot think of the sun without the sunlight, similarly we cannot think of Madhava without Srimati Radharani. Lord Krishna is like the sun and Srimati Radharani is like the light of the sun. They belong together and there cannot be any separation. Where there is a sun, there must be sunlight. Where there is sunlight, there must be sun. So wherever there is Krishna, there must be Radha, and where Radha is, there is Krishna. Still, just like we approach the sun or see the sun first through the sunlight, we can also approach Krishna first through Srimati Radharani. Ja, kein Problem, aber können wir euch helfen?
Ich wollte sie nur drüber setzen,
zu
übersetzen.
Okay. I'm sorry for the translation, but there were always English devotees, and I think, or English-speaking devotees, and I think because we are going online to this, into Mayapur TV, therefore we will be in English. While the devotees are reseating themselves, I want to hear the camera. I want to greet all those who are with us today through the computer. You should feel the atmosphere here. We are very full here at the moment. Everyone is impressed by the nice arrangements which have been made, especially the swing is just so much Vrindavan-like. And it just happened because one devotee felt a strong devotional impulses in his heart and felt that I want to worship Srimati Radharani on her appearance day with a nice swing. This is bhakti. If you think to give some present for Radha, I think most of you have done this by offering a flower. But do you come to anyone's birthday without a present? I think only if you don't like the person, you come without a present. If you like the person, you will bring a present. So you might still think, still time to think of a present for Srimati Radharani if you have not done so already. If you feel my flower is enough for Radha today, then that's alright also, but there might be more you would like to do, and I will talk about this a little later. So we are peacefully seated. How is the English word? Seated?
Seated.
Seated, okay. And I can go on. I just wanted to bring to your attention again. You cannot think of the sun without the sunlight. But still, if you want to see the sun, you must do so through the light of the sun. And there is no sunlight in the night. How will you see the sun? It's not possible. So you cannot think of Krishna without his energy, Srimati Radharani. But if you want to actually approach Krishna and be close to him, you can't do this in the night. You need, or you cannot do this without Radha. You need Radha. Now this idea is very, very deeply impressed in our philosophy. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written a verse which explains this very, very nicely in a way which I think will give pleasure to your heart. He says, one who has failed to worship Radha's lotus feet, how can such a person experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Syam Rasa? One who has not taken shelter of her abode Braj, which is decorated with the impression of her lotus feet, how can such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Syam Rasa? And he says, one who is not associated with the devotees of Radha, who are very grave and very deep, it means there's something deep inside their heart which moves them, how can such a person experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Syam Rasa? Now, it may be that this verse doesn't say so much to you because you only very rarely go into the Goswami literature. So Let me explain it a little to make it easy for you to understand. Meeting God, or meeting Krishna, is compared here with entering an ocean of bliss. But you can only do this if you have Syam Rasa, or if you have a relationship with Krishna. Without having the relationship with Krishna, you will not experience the bliss which is contained in this ocean of Krishna consciousness. It's not possible. Krishna cannot be known through the mind. Krishna is avan-manasa-gochara, beyond your concepts and your ability to think. He's only experienced through ras. That means a bhakti ras, a deep taste which comes by a relationship. Now, 2 years ago, I went to Australia with Madhava Prabhu and Ananda Chaitanya and his and their wives. Anunandini was also there to help me they all came to help me in the very nice holy name retreat which we gave there. And one during this time, our devotees wanted to make a little rest and bathe in the ocean. And they came back with wonderful news. They said, "You know, we have gone surfing in the ocean, and when we surfed, there was a dolphin next to our surfing boards and coming along with us." Many, there were 4 devotees who went with Prem Kishore, who is a surfing expert, and learned to surf the waves. And they came back and they said, "You know, we never have felt such a feeling of happiness by connecting with nature in such a way that we were actually experienced the force of the wave. It was a new experience." And those of you who know surfers or who know about surfing, they will tell you that they just come alive when they get the perfect wave and then experience the bliss of riding. And if there are dolphins riding along, it is a wonderful feeling of connectedness, harmony with nature. So this is an analogy which I wanted to give you to wake your understanding up, that entering into Krishna consciousness is really like entering into the ocean and riding the waves of bliss. And there will be not just dolphins, there will be sakas and sakis and a whole world with you, which you experience, a world which you may not know at the present moment and which you cannot even think of in your boldest dreams. So to go there is only possible through the sunshine of Radharani. You need to worship her lotus feet. You need to take shelter in her kingdom where the imprints of her lotus feet are there. And then you can enter that ocean of bliss which is beyond your concept, the ocean of a relationship with Krishna. The author, Raghunath Goswami, spoke about a speciality of Radha's feet. And when I read this, I looked up what are the imprints or the signs of Radha's feet, because when you understand them, you understand a little bit more about Radha's position. Now, one imprint of Radharani's lotus feet is a chariot. With this chariot, there is a deep meaning there. It says you can reach your goal when you take shelter at Radha's lotus feet, just like you can reach a goal which is far away if you ride on a chariot. I think the analogy is very clear. If you have to walk on your feet, it takes a long time to go to Passau. But if you go on a chariot, a modern chariot, it would be a car, you can easily get to your goal. Now, a chariot is especially helpful when you are in a battlefield where there are many enemies attacking you, because a chariot offers you a position of strength, a higher position than your enemies. You can see them and easily recognize when they come, and you can also obstruct them, that they can't move forward. So it is said someone who has found shelter at Radharani's lotus feet will experience the same thing. It will be easy for him to defeat his own enemies in his spiritual life, like lust and greed and all these character faults which make life so difficult in our attempts to overcome the obstacles which Maya puts in our way. Another sign on Radha's lotus feet, I've written many signs here, but I want to be brief, is that Krishna always listens to Radha. And this is this is expressed by an earring which is on Radharani's lotus feet. Krishna listens to Radha in many ways. When she comes along, he hears her anchor bells. When she is with him, he listens to the poems which Radha composes, and he also appreciates very much when Srimati Radharani takes her special instrument. It looks a little bit like Munishvara's sita. It's a kachapavina. And when Radha plays songs for Krishna. In other words, Krishna always has an open ear for Radharani, and especially he listens to the melodious sound of her voice. What this means in Vaishnava theology is expressed by Prabhupada very nicely, that when Krishna hears about you from Radharani, that Radha, the mother of Bhakti Shakti, when she is pleased with you or just sees you doing an act of devotion, Krishna will become attentive to your case. Because Radha becomes so pleased with you that she says, "Oh, here's a devotee of Krishna." She immediately recommends Krishna. "Look, here is a devotee. He's better than me. This is Radharani," Prabhupada says. "I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful." Srimati Radharani ki jai. How are you, my dear devotees? If someone wants to speak to you and you don't really know that person and you have so much to do, then you will say, "Maybe tomorrow." But if a person is very close to you and comes to you and says, "Could you please speak to this person? He's very, very dear person, a very important person," then you will listen and say, "Okay, I can meet this person in 20 minutes. Is that all right?" Or immediately even. So when Krishna hears a recommendation that you have approached him not directly, but you have gone to Srimati Radharani, and Radha says, "This devotee is very nice," then Krishna will take special attention to your case. And Prabhupada tried to say this to us many times. He said, one time when I went to Vrindavan, I heard Prabhupada, there was a lecture of his. In a lecture he said, look at these residents of Vrindavan, they always say Jai Radhe. They always say Radha first, and because it goes Radha Krishna, it doesn't go Krishna Radha. It goes Sita Ram. Sita is an expansion of Radha. It goes Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi is an expansion of Radha. And so you, someone who has not really made his relationship to Radharani very distinctly clear, he will actually, you know what will be his problem? He will not know how to make a relationship with Krishna. It will be very dry and very theoretically. But someone who comes in contact with Bhakti Devi, you know, which is an emanation of Radha, she belongs to Radha, he will come with the Lord, to the Lord with feelings. And once you learn this little art in your Krishna consciousness, you can't really learn it, it's a gift, but once you have this, you have some feeling for Krishna. You are not a dry stick or a nervous German insecure about himself and his staying in Krishna consciousness. Should I stay or should I go? You know, but you are sure about your position in spiritual life, and you are active in that position, and you have some feeling for this, then you don't need to go to material things, to material entertainment or you know, whatever the material energy has to offer, and so on. Her offers are vast, as you know, here in the Kadama castle, there are a lot of things which Maya can give. So if you have some feeling, if some feeling comes in your heart, and that will come when you approach Radha, it will come to you, because she is Bhakti Devi. She will bless you. You will see that. Raghunath Das Goswami says how he became so ecstatic. He went to Radharani's kund, Radha kund, looked at the kund, and from that moment, and had felt some closeness to Radha, and at that moment, devotional feelings entered his heart. Some of the devotees from the castle who have gone to the land where the footprints of Radha are there, have experienced this, and they have even given up looking at movies because of this, of devotional feelings, which is very difficult when you work all day so hard and you have so much material impressions and so on. I'm not saying that movie looking is bad in itself. It's a story which can, and so on. I'm not speaking this. I'm just saying that they have felt some ecstasy in their heart, which made them able to change their life and become and enter the ocean and swim in that ocean and surf in the ocean. This happens when you approach Radharani carefully. And therefore Prabhupada he says, this is our philosophy: to please Krishna through Radharani. This is the way we should go. So we should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani. Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So when you develop this taste in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Radha, then you will see how the miseries of the three worlds Triloka Shokaharini will just leave you. I want to chant one very nice verse with you, and I want to repeat. Ask you to repeat after me. It's a very, very nice verse, which all the devotees of Radharani know and chant. It's an insider thing. Mu 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 mu. 285. What was it? Thank you. 285. Yes. Please. Muni. Wait a minute. We have an orchestra here with us. Vindavanditi means, oh Shrimati Radharani, you are glorified by the great munis, the greatest munis, no? The sages, and you are dispelling the lamentation of the three worlds. That's very nice. When you have that taste in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Radharani, you will actually that suffering, this misery, which is always after some time, after we have tried to enjoy something, which is then capturing your heart and making you feel again that feeling of disappointment. Huh? That will go. So Munishvara Hari and myself have thought to give pleasure to your heart by telling you something very, very nice about Shrimati Radharani. And I request you to now listen very carefully, because how can we understand Radha just through philosophy? So philosophy may touch our intellect if it is nicely presented, but only Leela or the pastimes can touch our hearts. We will need to be a little bit silent for this, because not you, Mangala. After Krishna had left Vrindavan to go to Mathura and then to Dwaraka, Radharani was in an ocean of suffering. The pangs of separation from Krishna were so extreme that her sakis could not give her any solace any longer. they had placed her on a bed of lotus flowers and put the waters of Yamuna over it. But when Radha was lying down to cool her body, which was burning from the flames of separation, it didn't work. The lotus leaves just withered. The water evaporated. Radha was crying, an ocean of tears, and her crying for Krishna became so intense that the stones broke. The stones could not keep their molukala composition. They just broke. Then one day, her friend Chandranana came to her and recited a sloka which immediately gave great pleasure to Radharani. The verse is Yaspashanat Hare Sakshan Navi Yoga Bhavet Kvachit. One who only touches the land of Siddha Ashram will have the direct darshan of Lord Hari and will never be separated from him. Radha came up from her lying position and crying and said, Chandranana, where is that place? Where is Siddha Ashram? And Chandranana said, it's where the Pushpabhadra flows into the western ocean. There's a lake and you can bathe there. Immediately Radharani got up and told the Sakis, prepare a palanquin. And when the palanquin was ready, Zempft in German language, Radha, whose lotus feet will never touch the earth. You know, Vrindavan is not really on the earth, it's a transcendental place which came down like you know, a transcendental carpet, so to say, so that Radha would never have to touch with her feet this world. So Radha said, prepare a palanquin. I'm going by palanquin. I won't walk or touch the earth. So then you have to see in your eyes a huge procession left Vrindavan. There was a wonderful palanquin with a curtain of pearls, and Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan, rode in that palanquin. There were many, many wonderfully dressed gopis, and around the gopis, Radha had said, we need protection, let's get the best lance bearers and sword fighters of Braj. So there were gopas also there, ready to protect the protection, the procession. Weapons in hand. Now Krishna has his lotus feet always in the heart of Radha, so he's always connected with Radha, and he knew Radha is coming. And he told all the people of Dwaraka, his island, we must also go to Siddha Ashram. Let's go there immediately. Not a mouse should stay here in Dwaraka. Everyone, come with me. I want to take my bath, and you should also take your bath there. It's a very powerful holy place. So a procession left from Dwaraka. So we have two processions. The colorful bridge basis, who surround Srimati Radharani, and coming from another side, Shri Krishna. When Radha arrived first at Siddha Ashrama, and she immediately got down, she said to the gopis, shield this lake with good clothes, so they put clothes there, not like we do always, we put saris, you know, or dhotis, but it was just very finely woven cloth, so that Radha could take her bath without anyone looking. And an outer circle was formed by the powerful gopas. A little later, all the Yadavas arrived with their pilgrim party. And when they saw the two rings protecting the lake, and when they saw these were cow herders, they said, move aside. We are kings here. We are royalty. Royalty in German, wie sagt man royalty? Wir sind königlicher Herkunft. Wir sind Adlige, glaube ich. But the Gopa said, no way. The queen of Vrindavan takes her bath. Vrindavan? Where is that? The Yadavas. And demanded with strong words to take bath. In fact, they ordered the Gopas, move aside. If you don't move, we will have to use our force. But when they continued to insist like this, the Gopas were just beating them with wooden lathis, with sticks. This was the first time in the history of the world where the Yadavas were beaten and they had to retreat. They had to go back. But Krishna knew all about this and he was just smiling and smiling and smiling. His queens came to him and said, there's someone bathing in that lake, and our best warriors were terrified by her. Who is that girl? And what is her power? What's her name? And then, like women always do, who is her beloved? You know, women will always ask when they see a man, who is with this man? So that's the first question for a woman. Or the second question, but a very, very, very immediate question. So the queen said, Krishna, you know everything. You are our Lord. So Krishna started to get very moved. And he spoke one verse, which I will request you to say with me. It's a very beautiful glorification of Radha. But I think I will first tell you the English translation that you know what Krishna thinks about Radha. He said, Radha is the daughter of Kirti and Prishabhanu. Radha is the queen of Braj. And the queen of the gopis. Radha is very exalted. And then Krishna hesitated to speak on. But then he just couldn't keep it the secret. He breathed very deeply in and said, and I am her beloved. Queens were shocked. They thought he is their beloved. So this is the verse. Please repeat after me. It's very beautiful in Sanskrit. It has a very special melody which you will like. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Vrishabhanu Sutta Sakshat, Radeyam Kirti Nandini, Brajeshwari Maddaita, Gopika Dishwari Vara. Now the word was out. The Yadavas were intelligent enough and learned it in the scriptures the word of Krishna, their master, was spreading very fast, and they knew. Here is the Mula Shakti taking birth. It means the root of all the energy, even the time waver energy, is taking a bath now. Rupa Goswami spoke about this Mula Radha, this root of all the Shakti. Radharani has a spear on her feet, which means she is the Mula of all Shaktis. Rupa Goswami says no one can possibly obstruct Radha. She is like a gushing flow of purely divine love for Krishna. When you have a powerful river which moves very fast, you can try to build a dam, but it will not work. So Radha's love for Krishna moves so fast that there is no obstruction, not even by weapons. Not even by weapons. Therefore, Krishna says fearlessly, the gopis have sent all our powerful warriors away. Fearlessly they said, go, you Yadavas, go. And they were beating them on the head. Krishna, do you know why Radha is fearless? Do you know why the gopis are fearless? And do you want to know how you can become fearless?
Yes.
You need to have the lotus feet of Krishna in your heart, like Radha has. There's this beautiful verse. Abhaja hure manam shinananana Abhaja shananana. The song says to us, my foolish mind, why do you cry so much in fear? You just take shelter at the beautiful lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, of Krishna. I'm now totally into Srimati Radharani, but the song says, Nanda Nandana, the lotus feet of Krishna. If you take shelter of Krishna, your fear will go away. That is what you need to do and need to know. If you are Bina Krishna, if you have no Krishna in your life, you will be fearful always. Oh, this can go wrong. Oh, that can go wrong. Oh, someone can find out what I do when I think no one watches me. I might lose my money and my influence, and this will not, we will not be able to make a temple in Berlin. They are so poor, the Berlin Vaishnavas, and so on. Fear can go away. Now, when Satyabhama heard that Krishna glorified Radha, especially when he said, I'm her beloved. Maddaita, Vrajeshwari Maddaita. Her jealous anger flared up. Sometimes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sometimes the symptoms of a left-wing gopi are also occasionally displayed by Satyabhama, who is the first queen of Krishna. And Satyabhama just said, am I not talented? It is because of me that Krishna attacked his own son, Bhomasura, who had become a demon. It is because of me, because I wanted to have a tree of Parijata flowers, that Krishna went on the back of Garuda and flew all the way to heavens and knocked on heaven's door and said to Indra, you have to give me your Parijata tree. But when Indra said no, Krishna battled for me just to get me a few flowers with the whole army of the demigods. I am the beloved of Krishna. And you queens, you have married Krishna only because of me. At my doorway, I have this Parijata tree, which eternally grows as long as I stay. Is there no beautiful queen amongst us? What's about Rukmini? Are you not beautiful and virtuous? Friends, this girl Radha is only a cowherd girl. You are all the glorious princesses of Krishna. So the queens heard Satyabhama, as you would say in your Berlin English, flip out. They came to Krishna a second time. We have heard from your mouth that Radha is so glorious. We have heard you saying that you love her eternally and that she loves you eternally. But can we see her? She's just a cowherd girl. I think you should come along and you should compare. Here are you, the royalty, and here are the coward people. You should make up your mind, Krishna. So Krishna said, let's go to Radha. It was trembling. You know, it was after 100 years of not seeing Radha. They walked and they came to the lake. The curtains had just been taken down and Radha was sitting on the palanquin. The gopis carried her here and there because she had heard that when you go to Siddheshwara, Siddha Ashram, you will get directly the darshan of Krishna. That's why she had come there. Where was Krishna? When the queen saw Radha, they were mesmerized. It is how did Radha look like? She sat on a beautiful palanquin. It was decorated with gold, flax and ornaments, curtains of pearls. You could smell the fragrance of Malati flowers, the speciality of Vrindavan, pervading all directions. But that was not the thing which got them. Rupa Goswami says daily Radharani takes 3 baths. I think you take 1 bath, but Radharani takes first her bath in the water of Karuna, that is compassion. The second bath she takes at noontime is the bath of youth. Therefore she always looks so youthful. In the third bath she takes in the evening in the bath of luster. And I want to talk about this. Luster heißt Ausstrahlung. What the queens saw, because they were not devotional, so devotional to Radha, they just saw flashes from the palanquin. They saw the earrings, but they didn't see just the earrings, they saw moons coming from the earrings. And the earrings looked like the rising sun. And what they saw, what got them, is that Radha was just getting down from the palanquin because she had sensed Krishna's presence. And now when Krishna had touched the earth, she was ready to go down. But the way she got down from the palanquin was so beautiful. And there are pictures about this by Vaishnava artists. First, she touched the ground with her toes, just trying the ground And when she felt it was safe, and when she felt that that this ground was touched by Krishna, therefore had become sacred, she just put her whole foot on there. And this looked so splendid. And then Radha just came like this, and a wave of beauty came from her, and suddenly all the queens fainted. Now, I don't know what it means when 16,000 people faint. I think they fall on each other, or fall next to each other, or maybe Krishna made some place by his mystical potency. Maybe he put some flower bed for each queen that they could fall in the flower. But all the scriptures say it, they all fainted at the same time. Ping, 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 ping. Because Radha's Shakti was too much for them. It was as if the sun had suddenly risen and all of the small stars in the firmament had just disappeared. This is what happened to the queen. They everything left them. Or as Rupa Goswami says, the brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons pales before the light which comes from the nails of Radha's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Just the lotus feet of Radha are just so much light. The brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons just goes out. This happens when you see divinity oder Göttlichkeit, and your eyes are not so devotional, you will be blended. Wie sagt man blended? You will be blinded by it. That's why the Mayavadis, who have no bhakti in their heart, can only see the effulgence of Krishna, the Brahma Jyoti. If you have no bhakti in your heart, you won't be able to recognize Krishna. You will just see, wow, so much energy. Or if you are a non-devotee, you will think, this energy is stronger than me. Death comes. And now God comes to me and teaches me. He is there. Yeah, so this is there. When Radha saw Krishna, it was a different story. She and all the gopis surrounded Krishna. There was the queens were on the ground. And they cried out, all glories to Sri Krishna. Then Radha manifested a throne which had four Shyamataka jewels on as the feet. In Dwaraka, there's only one Shyamataka jewel, which produces a lot of gold a day. Huh? And they made there was a throne opulent with many Parijata flowers, and the back of the throne was made with many Kustuba jewels. And there was a parasol. Parasol means ship, from which liquid nectar showered. And they invited Krishna to come on the throne, and Radha went with Krishna on the throne. So when the queens woke up, they saw Radha and Krishna full darshan, because they chose to reveal themselves. And Radha circumambulated Krishna with tears of bliss from her eyes. And then the throne was offered. So I will end now. After this day, all the queens took their rest in their palanquins. You know, they closed the palanquins, and they were very big, like almost a little house or a little room. And Krishna was in a tent. And everyone was sleeping except for Rukmini, who just could not forget what Krishna had shown to them, that Radha is supreme. She looked around, there were the lights of the guards. Then she looked to the tent of Krishna, and she thought Krishna was sleeping by now, but no, there was light still in the tent. So Rukmini went into the tent and saw Krishna still sitting. Krishna was very moved by what had happened. And she said, "Master, you are not asleep." And Krishna said, "No, I cannot sleep because Radha is not sleeping." "Oh, you can only sleep if Radha is sleeping." "Yes," said Krishna. "I'm thinking day and night of Radharani." And similarly, she's always absorbed in me. And Radha only sleeps after she has drunken her night milk. But you, Rukmini, who should have been the host of Radharani, Gaskeva, were neglecting your duties and you were not giving her milk." "Oh, Rukmini," said, "I'm sorry." She immediately arranged for milk and brought the milk personally to Radha, said, "From Krishna." She was still, you know, this was heavy what had happened. Imagine who's married here happily. Well, I don't want to give an example because then you would all be angry at me, but let us say Krishna Das is married to Radha Dasi, and everything goes very well until one day Krishna Das says to Radha Dasi, "You know, I really do not like you so much." Now I like, then he says the name of another girl. This is a severe problem in a relationship. I don't want to even give an example here because you would be disturbed. If I would say this for Ananda Varana, he would be devastated just to think about this, or to Amadaji. Would have to say it to Amadaji. "You know, Ranga Devi, I know something." And if I, Terrible news. Crying would be there. So the queens were really shocked by what had happened. So Radha gave the glass of milk and then came back to Krishna and wanted to massage the lotus feet of Krishna to help him fall asleep. But when she saw the lotus feet of Krishna, they were full of blisters. So Radha asked, so Rukmini asked, "What happened? When I went, your feet were all right, but now some fire has come and burned the soles of your soft lotus feet." Krishna shook his head and said, "You did it." "What?" "Yes. Your milk was far too hot. And when you offered that hot milk to Radharani, saying it's from Krishna, she didn't taste the milk. She just drank it because she has so much love. And the milk just went. And because my feet are always in her heart, the milk went straight to my feet and burnt my feet." "I don't know if you know, when you drink milk and you're too greedy, you can't wait. Because it's saffron milk or ginger milk or special cardamom milk. And when it's too hot, you feel a burning sensation in the heart area. Have you noticed? You feel like this. It's very hot in the heart area. So then Rukmini understood what is love. She understood on that day that Radharani's love for Sri Krishna has no rival, no equal. Her name, therefore, is, I will tell you a few names now which you can repeat. She passionately loves Sri Krishna. The name is Prema Priya.
Prema Priya.
She is the form of all transcendental love. The name is Prema Rupa.
Prema Rupa.
She is an ocean filled with the waves of transcendental love. Premananda Tarangini.
Premananda Tarangini.
And she is the giver of transcendental love. This is very important for us. Prema Hara. Prema Datri.
Prema Hara, Prema Datri.
We have devotees who have a band called Prema Hara. It means givers of transcendental love. And she is finally the full power of transcendental love, or Prema Shakti Mayi.
Prema Shakti Mayi.
Therefore, let us pray. O Shrimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved of Sri Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore, kindly be pleased upon me and quickly shower your mercy by including me amongst your family. Make me your family member. This is from Rupa Goswami, this prayer, from the prayer Chatu Pushpanjali. It means a handful of flower-like prayers. Thank you for hearing this, and I want to now sing with you a prayer to Srimati Radharani. Radhe Jaya Jaya Ma Madhava Daide. Kann ich einfach singen, lustig? Ja, ja. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruti Madhala Mohite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruti Madhala
Described by Sanaka and Sanatana.
Thank you.
it's a very great mercy that we can be together with serious Vaishnavas and guest Vaishnavas also. It is very a great occasion, because that the bhakti can only arise in the Vaishnav mandala, in the circle of Vaishnavas. This subject matter of Srimati Radharani, and this is a very long subject matter. It's a very deep subject matter. It is also a subject matter which is guarded, bewacht, because we are conditioned souls. We view transcendental things in a helpless way. We have misconception. Once a blind man was informed about milk. He asked, what is milk? I'm interested. I have not heard before about milk, because poor people sometimes do not get to drink milk. And the blind man was informed about this, and he said, the person said, who wanted to explain to him milk, he said, it's white. Oh, what is white? Oh, white, white. Well, that's the color of the flamingo. Oh, what's a flamingo? Said the blind man. The man said, well, touch my arm. And he made like this, which is like the head, the neck of the flamingo, and this is the head of the flamingo. He wanted to give him some idea. So he touched the arm, the blind man, and then he concluded, the milk is dangerous. When I drink it, it will get stuck in my neck, and I will choke to death. That's a problem, to drink milk. In the same way, when we hear about the most beautiful lady in existence, the beloved of Krishna, who is related to Krishna in the conjugal rasa, then we might think of our conjugal affairs and our attempts to become happy in sexual exchanges, and we might bring much into transcendence. So therefore, the great devotees keep the subject matter a little covered. So it's not a subject matter for ordinary talk, because people who are ordinary, they will misunderstand the subject matter and will not get the right idea. That is a reason why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and also our Srila Prabhupada had kept this secret. Once in a public assembly, after giving a lecture, a man said, who's this Radha of Vrindavan? He said like this, can you explain about her? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was struggling. This man had asked this question in a slightly disrespectful way. The tone of his question showed that he asked, like, who's this Radha? Like almost the queens had asked. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to explain the glories of Radharani, but at the same time he felt his audience was not fit. But still, now Radha was attacked. How can you tolerate, if you love someone, if that beloved is attacked in any way, that attack to someone whom you love, you take it as an attack to yourself. Imagine someone would attack Nimai. Gadata, I can guarantee you, would become ferocious like a lion, and he would kick even Michael Tyson, the big boxer, with one hand, no problem. He would put him down on the ground. Because an attack to the children or to people who are very near and dear to us, we take it as an attack to our own person, and we mobilize even more, we take it even more stronger than if we are attacked. It's somehow more, our love gets attacked, our most precious thing, and then we develop more strengths even if we are personally attacked. We take it even more, not just we take it as an attack on our person, we take it as more, an attack on our love. And that is intolerable. But still, he just couldn't talk. He felt these people are like blind people. How will they understand the milk? So then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur went into his room. He just closed the lecture. Then he let out the feelings for Radharani. He quoted one verse, which he quoted again and again about the glories of Radha. Finally, he became pale, erbleichen, and he fell down on the ground, and he could not, the breathing stopped in his ecstasy. So Radharani we should deal with the respect. We should not say the most sacred things to an unqualified audience, and nor should we do this. We are also an unqualified audience. I mean, I am also unqualified. This is what I want to express. And therefore, it is a hidden secret. It's a hidden subject matter. But if we can't, do not talk about this subject matter and about the mercy of Radha. Where are our chances? So therefore, I want to implore you, stop being neophytes. We cannot allow ourselves to be eternally nervous Germans, who are not here, not there, who have an identity crisis. We should quickly jump in the ocean and swim and surf in the ocean. Yes, get a surfing board in Krishna consciousness. And I think that is something which is very much in the air here, in our sangha, in our assembly in Berlin. I think it must have been Sada Shiva who sent me. I saw something on my desk about the different wonderful activities in spreading Krishna consciousness which go on in Berlin. Did you do that list? Or
no.
Tushta Krishna, maybe?
No.
Mangala.
Mangala. Yeah. We have regular kirtans. We have sanghas which meet regularly. In Kladau, there is a sangha. Then we have Kunja Bihari, Syamachandra Sangha. There are a few activities which are going on. Kirtan clubs are going. There's a Kirtan club. There is
Harinam.
There's book distribution, believe it or not. Yes, Paramatma Krishna is also there. Others are also. There were many things. There are Gaura Lila evenings here in the castle. There are Gadadhar's lectures. Do you know? Sometimes a few thousand people come to his lectures. This may be a little exaggeration. Almost a few thousand. But it's so full, you cannot count any longer. It's so many. there is so many. There is claimants having contact to the Spirit Berlin or In Spirit Berlin. It's a big spiritual center where he teaches kirtan. There are many activities in Berlin, but we all feel, I think, in our heart that there is something still which we wish to achieve. That is a place of worship where we can see Lord Jagannath. Do you know that our Jagannaths are from the same trees as the original Jagannaths? Did you know this? In Puri? You did know. Oh, very powerful deities. And I think we cannot feel complete unless there is a place of worship. And I have talked with devotees, Sadashiva. I had a wonderful telephone conversation, and I've talked with many other devotees, and we all feel we could just pray for the milost, for the mercy of Radharani, that she gives us the blessings that we can worship Jagannath nicely and have his darshan nicely, and many unconditioned souls can be invited. That would be good, and I want to mention this today because it is a feeling which we cannot stop from rising to the surface. It's a thought which we cannot stop from coming to our tongue. Who needs to talk about this? So please let us pray that Radharani makes it possible. And please let us see how this temple could look like, that we feel inspired to go there. And let us talk amongst ourselves. Let us increase our activities of preaching. Usually everything comes from this, you know, making kirtan, talking about Krishna. And in this way the devotees become nourished and serious in Krishna consciousness, and then everything can happen from there. Well-nourished devotees can make wonders because they attract Krishna. All right, I wanted to thank you all very, very much for coming and listening. I know for some of you it must have been the torture at Die Säulenheiligen, you know, who just peek in a lecture and then go somewhere, do something, come back. I'm sorry, I cannot talk for everyone, but I was trying my best to show the glories of Radha, who is more than any, who is sublime and exalted, and very simple, very endearing. Hare Krishna. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Panchatattva ki jai. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Dev ki jai. Sri Das Avatars ki jai. Sisi Radha Kanaya Lala ki jai. Sri Radhastami 2000 and something ki jai. Go Prema Nandi.